G'day, it's Tuesday the 19th of April 2016, and I've had a few inquiries today about why I'm going through this exercise of what may appear to be revisiting some of the past history to do with this Workplace Reform Association, the AWU matter that Gillard, Wilson and Ralph Blewett were tied up in. The reason's pretty simple. The police investigation is ongoing. Nobody has been charged. These were pretty heinous offences. The course of conduct in the AWU scandal resulted in Gillard, with the endorsement of the AWU, becoming the Prime Minister of Australia. And the Trade Union Royal Commission conducted a once-over lightly, fairly superficial, in my view, look. It wasn't really an investigation, it was a look at what went on in the AWU scandal at the time. As we head into a separate process, which is criminal charges, court proceedings, what went on in the Trade Union Royal Commission is immaterial. In particular, where new evidence becomes available, it ought to be put before the court that tries any criminal charges arising from this matter. Now, that is why, over the last year or two, I have been at pains to gather as much evidence that was overlooked by the Trade Union Royal Commission as possible, to speak to people it did not, to canvass opinions, statements, if you will, from people who were not spoken to, who did not give evidence to the Trade Union Royal Commission. I would feel I had failed to discharge the duty I feel I have, having reported this matter to the police, having spent so much time with the police in providing the various bits of evidence that I've gathered, and also to you in having invited you to participate, to put your brain power behind this exercise. And so many of you have, with such a range of professional backgrounds and professional expertise. It would be so much easier, oh my God, it's tempting too, to say, oh bugger it, who cares? I feel awful even saying that. I feel awful at the thought that I would just walk away from it. These matters can't be just swept under the carpet forever. God knows there have been valiant efforts to do that over the years. Sufficient is known now of what happened with Wilson, etc., back in the 90s, for there to be a entirely predictable and justified public outcry if any government tried to do that, tried to no-bill the prosecutions. There must at some point be criminal proceedings arising from this fraud. And I hope that the court has before it all of the available evidence to support the prosecutions. Now, that means sticking with it. That means doing what we're doing. It means keeping it, to some extent, in the public mind, in keeping it in view. It's when you shut up talking about things that are so clearly corrupt. It's when you participate in the cover-up because it's easier. When you keep your silence because it's fashionable, it's easy, it's going to assist your career, etc. That is when deep-seated corruption fosters. And, you know, seriously, in Australia at the moment, we truly stand on the cusp of that, of not only accepting lies, fraud, corruption, but in the case of Gillard, Craig Thompson and others, celebrating it. It was all for the cause. Now, I tell you what, I'm not going to participate in that. There is no way I'll be sitting idle just allowing others to cover up the crimes that went on purely and simply because of the people who did them. I will be taking an active interest in what's in the prosecution brief. And where there are matters that we are aware of, where there's evidence available that's not adduced that we're aware of, I'll be making a hue and cry about it. I hope you'll be there with me.